Our next guest is in what's called the recreational marijuana business. The company is called Nutritional High. It is based in Toronto, and it has licenses to sell its products in Colorado and Illinois. I'm pleased to be joined by David Posner. Nice to talk to you, sir.
How you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Wonderful. It's been very busy.
Your company is touted as Canada's first recreational marijuana company. What does that mean, recreational marijuana company?
Well, our operations are in the United States. Presently, we have a factory in Pueblo, Colorado, where we're going to be manufacturing marijuana oils and marijuana edible products. Recreational marijuana allows anybody who's over the age of 21 to go into the retail dispensaries, and there's 300 retail dispensaries in the state of Colorado. So if you go in with an ID that says you're over 21, these stores solely sell marijuana products.
Okay. And you're in that business. You provide marijuana to those dispensaries, is that right?
Correct. We're a wholesaler. We make marijuana oils. So we take the marijuana leaf. It goes into a large CO2 extractor, which is a big juicer, and it comes out as an oil. Those oils are used to sell to other edible suppliers and to sell to the dispensaries. And with those, we make our edible candies. So we make a chocolate, a hard candy, and a gummy presently that we've created.
I thought the name of the company was Nutritional.
Well, we actually have a very diverse line. What we wanted to do was get products into the marketplace that had the highest demand. And from the retail dispensary owners, this is the demand right now. January 1st, 2014, Colorado went recreational. 3 days later, all the edibles in the state were sold out. So there's a huge demand for these products, and there's really a lack of supply. Many of the people that make these type of products are making them at very small facilities. We're the first company that's using a semi-automated candy line, and we have an 11,000-square-foot factory, so it's going to be one of the largest in the United States.
Okay. Give me a sense of the company. You're, what, the founder or?
I'm the founder and CEO. I mean, we're publicly traded. We're traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol NHL. And today is our first day where we're trading on the OTCQB in the United States under the symbol SPLIF, S-P-L-I-F.
Very catchy. That's the over-the-counter market, like the
junior
market.
Correct, for foreign issuers.
Okay. How many employees do you have?
Presently, we have 6 employees, but this is going to grow very rapidly. We just acquired the second largest producer in New Mexico. We're just closing the deal. We completed an LOI a few weeks back. So at their facility in New Mexico, there's around 15 employees, and at our facility in Colorado, they'll be in the range of 10 employees.
And what do they do at those facilities?
Well, in New Mexico, there's a grow facility and where they're growing the marijuana, and there's also a retail dispensary. So New Mexico is seed to sale. So what that means is you grow your own product and then you sell it in your own retail locations. And we're presently in Santa Fe, and we're going to be opening a second retail dispensary in Albuquerque. But this is for medical use. So you need to have a medical marijuana card in the state of New Mexico to enter the store.
Right. Chocolate bar, you want to get into chocolate bars, candies, drinks, teas,
well, we're more
protein
focused
shakes.
On chocolate bars and candies.
Okay.
Presently, we've looked into a variety of other products, and we have a diverse amount of recipes. We have a Cordon Bleu chef who's our VP of development. Her name's Melissa Parks, and she's created a whole line of products. She's also a chocolatier, so our chocolates are amazing, and our products are really high quality. And a big part of it in this marketplace is there's such a huge demand, so people want to have the best tasting product and they want to have the most consistent product. So in Colorado, you're allowed to have 100 milligrams of marijuana maximum in each product.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to make sure it's always 100 milligrams. So dosing the product is very important.
Right.
And we've worked with a consultant that worked at Novartis, and he's created our whole manufacturing line. So our dosing and our consistency is going to be the industry standard.
People must want the effect, though, right? The whatever you want to call it, the buzz or the high or...
Absolutely. And in the recreational market, a lot of people want the high, but a lot of people want to know exactly what that high is going to feel like. And they want to know that they're going to have the same feeling every time. So This is the key component to producing these products.
Okay. So what's your dream here? What do you want to see happen here, Mr. Posner? Where do you see this going for you?
Well, on the U.S. side, we want to have a multi-state platform, which we presently do, but we want to create a national brand across the U.S. medical marijuana states and as it evolves into the recreational market there. In Canada, what we're doing is presently not legal to make marijuana oils and extracts and edibles. We think that's going to change in the near future.
Are you a medicinal supplier already in Canada?
No, we're not, because you're not allowed to sell or create these products in Canada. So as soon as it does become legal, we'll work with one of the producers here on a licensing basis and get our products throughout Canada. So we want to establish a national brand in the U.S. and then bring it back home.
Okay. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure.
Very interesting conversation. Hope we can call upon you again sometime and check in and find out how things are going.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Yeah, that's David Posner, CEO of Nutritional High.